And I said to him, I have no reason not to carry my head high. And he patted me on the back and he said, you're right. And everybody accepted us, oh, for what we are, not for what was. Yes. And we have been interviewed, oh, for so many things. And I'm proud of our lives. We've been together 61, well, we've known each other since we were kids, 7 and 8 years old. And we've been together 61 years. And I'm 86 and he's 85. We both were pacemakers. I had a 3-hour cancer surgery on my face last October. You can hardly see it.
No, ma'am, you can't.
You just can hardly tell it.
It looks, in fact, now, if you hadn't told me, I wouldn't have even noticed.
No, nobody would notice it anymore. And my blood pressure got out of hand the other day. Why, we don't know. But I think I know, but nobody else needs to know. And I spent 3 days in intensive care till they got it down. It went up to 200. Why, I didn't have a stroke.
Well, I hope you're feeling better.
I'm much better.
Good.
Okay. God has been good to us both, and we are not over-religious people, but we are religious people. And we have friends that, well, at church the other day, they sang happy anniversary to us, you know, and all that could shook hands with us, and we're very well thought of.
Yeah. Well, it's very evident just from the people that I've talked to here in Durango.
And
they down at the, they really think a lot of you. They really do.
They really do. And we've been, Victor was on the first water board. I think that was recorded here. And until we lost the land, he was still on the board. And his name, if that pond, a reservoir, is ever built, his name is to be put up with the board. Because he had it since it was first built. And then I served with them for 25 years. I was their secretary treasurer, took care of the money, and I've attended all the meetings. And we're known through the Southwest Colorado. And I'm proud. I'm proud of us.
Well, you should
and
be.
I'm very proud of Victor. He had such a wonderful mind when he was younger. He's getting deaf. He's getting almost blind. He has macular degeneration. And his memory's not good. And somebody said to me the other day, just what are you? And I said, I'm Victor's guardian angel. He said, I believe it.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, he has to have me. I've got to be here as long as he's here.
Mm-hmm.
And we're contented, and we manage our little income very well. And if I can help anybody, I'm glad to.
Well, I just tell you, I wish there were more folk around like you. The world would be a better place if there were.
Well, I feel that it would, but life has been good to us. We had these devastating problems. But it wasn't that we didn't try. Somewhere, something went wrong. And we get by, and we just go when we feel like we... I still can see to drive, and hope I will still have my eyesight.
Mm-hmm.
I've had cataracts removed, and the right cataract clouded over when they put the new implant in. And they use the laser beam on me. And I had 20/20 vision in that.